Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight around the world, and welcome everybody. And tonight we are proud to remember a great young man who never got a chance to live his life because of an evil system that took it. But we don't want to dwell on that too much. What we'd like to dwell on is Corey Foster and what he wanted to do. I understand he liked to cook. You know, I don't know too much about his musical ability, but I just had a sense that he was a musical person. I only knew Corey through his family. Gave me a real cool picture of what he was like because of his mom, his dad, his brother, sister, some of the cousins, you know, his aunt. I don't remember all their names. I apologize. And being with the family during that very difficult time and trying to comfort people and just being there and letting them know that we cared as an agency for the disabled. And I got to tell you, I'm really shocked and hurt that not one other agency that I know of for the disabled showed up to support the family. So tonight, Corey Foster, and his birthday would have been tomorrow, I believe. And you know, we remember Corey. We remember him every night on the show. Youngsters that is included in our going extra mile for a child piece that we do. So remembering the family, and I'm going to talk about that, and being at Corey's home. And you know, one of the first things in my mind that comes to mind with a little humor, and the Foster family took it that way too, when I was sitting on the couch in the living room the day when we were going to go to the school for demonstration. And somebody asked me, I forget who it was, one of the families, "You want to wear a button?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah." I said, I want two buttons. I said, "I want to be a two-button man.
There you go.
And they liked that, you know. They got a little kick out of it. And, you know, the beautiful people that I was surrounded by.
Yeah.
You know, and here I am thinking of myself, I never met these people in my life. I don't know anything about Corey Foster. But I'm now getting the feeling of his vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
how he grew up,
and just by knowing and being around the family, and I would have loved to go into Corey's room, but you know they weren't prepared for that. So,
yeah.
But just the love was generated from that family told me that's the kind of a child Corey was, that he grew up with that, you know, and that he couldn't have been belligerent. You know, I just don't picture him like that from knowing the family. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about that some more and some more of the other things, and maybe we'll get Sheila to call in if she can, you know, deal with it and be a part of it. We'd love to have her.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Roar, Little Bear. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. All right. So you want a great, great dog, consider the Akita. Adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue.org. All right. What is their email? Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, I believe it is.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Yes, and all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell.
Yeah.
Those that have passed, those that are still with us, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. You know, that's the Inner Sight saying, reminding you every night to be good to the children and watch out for them. All right. The agencies ought to pay more attention to that, too.
That's right.
That are supposed to help the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight Around the World, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his support of Inner Sight. Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the group. You call for dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And the phone number is 631-484-3085. We thank Gary for helping people and for being there. And I'm one of them. He was there for me, too.
He was there for me, too, twice.
All right.
Yeah.
So remember the phone number, 631-484-3085. All right. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Long Island Connection, another good group. And the Long Island Coalition. And my buddy Danny over there, now our new friend. All right, we appreciate that. And I want to thank Mark Harrington of Newsday for introducing us.
Yes.
To Dan. Let's see. Some of the people that have helped us in the past. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Picaro's Italian Tavern. Some of the people who we hope we can call on again. We
yeah.
Get this benefit going in honor
that
of
nice.
Pamela Raymond, the former soap opera star. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the World, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number, if you want to use that. And, yeah, don't forget, Civil Rights, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. Any ADA questions? All right. How about the ABLE News? You got the ABLE News?
Yes, I do.
Let's do the
ABLE News. Is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Abel also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Abel is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions, the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. And the both will be getting amendments. Which one has been amended, any of them?
The nursing home one.
All right, so you still got to put up the other one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the guide dog petition will be amended shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And the nursing home one has already been.
Been, yeah.
So, in fact, that's what we're going to, we're planning to dedicate our benefit to start the program. And by the way, we changed the name of the program.
Yep.
Volunteer Freedom is the new name. Volunteer Freedom. You'll see it in the petition. So we would like to get that thing started. And I found out some good information today, by the way. I spoke to my dear friend Tom McAteer.
Oh, really?
And they are with us all the way, more than ever.
Oh, great.
So, and he said that it's hard to find a good fundraiser, but, you know, they're out there.
Oh, okay.
So we're hoping to raise enough money to be able to get one with this benefit in honoring Pamela Raymond.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be dedicated to trying to get this program started, Volunteer Freedom, to help stay out of the nursing homes and to get out.
That's right. Not lose people to disease and stuff, and also lose people to the system. The system is horrible all around. I mean, it's
oh,
serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, the system
we
is
need,
ridiculous.
We need good people who are going to care.
That's it.
You know, and, well, people will have more time to care when someone in their own home. You know, they won't have to be running to, you know, take care of 40 people.
That's right.
Or whatever it is. So it makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes, it does.
You get the right person.
Yeah.
And you got a much better
situation. Yeah.
All right, in a sight around the world tonight, honoring Corey Foster, who you may remember passed away when at that ridiculous school in Yonkers. I don't even want their name on my show.
Right.
When something like 8 people jumped on him when he refused, when he didn't get off the basketball court fast enough, and the ball.
Well, basketball that he had thrown at the hoop, and this could happen to anybody, he had thrown a basketball to the hoop, and it deflected off the hoop and hit one of the staffers in the head. They went and they tackled him to death. There you go.
Oh,
that's exactly
it should have knocked some
happened.
Brains in that person's head.
That's right. But you don't do that with the kid. I'm sorry. You do not, you know, tackle and kill somebody. I'm sorry.
I mean, these
you
people are supposed
that.
To be college-educated, degreed people.
Yeah.
Don't they know that was an accident?
I guess not.
Well, I think they did know.
Yeah.
I think they
but
did
I think
know. They just didn't care.
I think they did. They didn't care, yes.
I think, and it can still be, I don't want to dwell on this too much, but it can still be investigated. I think they killed Corey out of a hate crime.
Oh, I agree with that.
They hated what he did, and because he was disabled, They assumed that he did it on purpose. Now, that's my theory.
I told you many times that they don't like what we are. They don't love what we are. They don't want us around, the disabled.
A show on this. There's a lot of hate toward the disabled.
Yeah.
By the agencies.
Yeah.
And by the schools and by a lot of these administrators. You know? So let me just say, Inner Sight still would stand up for Corey. We would still, if given the green light, push the Justice Department to investigate this as a hate crime.
She can't stay long, Sheila. She just wants to say hello.
We would need the family's endorsement, of course. Anyway, Inner Sight.
Hold on.
And we have Sheila Foster calling.
She's going to call in a second. She can't stay long for some reason. But I'm going to give her the number now.
Oh.
Yeah, give me a second.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in. 213-816.
Let me see if she's on.
1650.
Okay.
And we're honored to have Sheila.
Yeah, let me see.
On the program tonight.
She's not on yet. Let me just refresh the screen.
So,
yes, she's on
now. In recalling when I was... What?
Let her in. She's on now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, here she is.
Inner Sight, welcome.
Hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Sheila Foster. Hi, how are you?
Honey,
I just
want to
thank you. Yes, I just want to thank you guys for hanging in there with me through this battle, and it's not over yet. And
it never will be.
I just want to say thank you very much, and I love you guys. And
we love you too.
We love
this
you too.
It's been wearing. You know, Sunday would be, I think, 9 years. It would be nine years.
9 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, honey.
So,
it is a long time, honey.
Yes.
We're there for you.
And
I
feel like
it
just
know.
Happened. Thank you very much. I didn't forget about you, and you're on my, Facebook. Yes, you're on my Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
And I just, how's
Sheila,
the dog?
Sheila, you said,
yes.
and if you can't talk about this, it's cool. But you said it's not over yet. Can you elaborate on that?
No, just the way I feel, just the way it's like with all the children, we haven't got the justice. You know, everybody is concentrating on police brutality, and those kind of violent crimes, but when it comes down to children with learning disability, we're skipped over. You know, even adults with a learning disability that dies through the system or restrained to death through the system, it's skipped over. And it's because it needs to be more focused. Yeah.
Right? Well, anything we can do, you need us to do,
please.
Just please don't hesitate. We're ready.
Oh, of course. Of
willing
course.
And able.
Yes.
Of course, I will.
All right.
You know, we're ready to don on a sign and protest with you and help.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's definitely to do those things and go to other states and support. But with the COVID,
I know.
I'm scared to leave my house. So
we all are.
Yeah.
It's very scary, you know. So, we have to stay vigilant on the situation.
We mentioned
and
Corey
I thank
every
y'all
night on
very
this show,
much.
Sheila.
We do, actually.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you
every
very
night.
Much.
His name is here.
You know
what? Wonderful.
It's
and
unsettled.
God bless y'all.
Oh, you're welcome. It's unsettling to me what happened to Corey. And that's right. How, you know, and that's why we mention his name, and that's why, because it, as much as it's unsettling to us, I could really imagine it's 100,000 times more unsettling
yeah.
to you
mm-hmm.
and the family.
And his birthday is on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. His birthday is on Sunday, so
I know.
We're going to go to,
yeah.
you know, the cemetery and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
some
how is Andre?
How's he doing?
He's fine. He's
good.
Okay. Yeah, we
all
just
right.
keep praying, and, you know, everybody goes
tell
through
him we
their
said
grieving
hello.
Differently.
Yes, please.
I will.
Tell him we said hello and that we're
will,
always
definitely.
There for the both of you and the kids. Even
okay,
you know, all the time, please.
Okay,
you know, you have
thank
my numbers,
you very
you have
much.
Frank's numbers. Just please,
yes.
if you just need
and
somebody
everybody
to
in the family
to.
That I've
you
met.
You have to send me Frank's number again because I had changed my
yeah.
phone number. So just change
okay.
it to me on Facebook. Send it to me
okay.
on Facebook,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'll have it. But right, is this the phone number or is this just a call-in number?
That's
no,
the
this is the
call-in. I'll send it to you. I'll send
oh,
it to
okay.
you again.
The inner sight
yeah.
number is different, you know. I give it
yeah,
out
I'll
on the air,
it.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll send
okay.
it to you again.
All right.
I got your number,
so I'm about
too,
to have
it?
Dinner.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sheila, thank
well,
you
thank
so
you
much
guys.
For taking
I love
the time.
You.
Oh,
yeah.
sure.
And give
anytime.
Everybody our love, you know.
Yes, please.
I will. Thank you, Frank. Love you guys.
We love you,
love
too.
Love you, too.
Bye.
And take care, honey.
All right. You want to know how Corey was?
Yeah.
Listen to Sheila. That's
exactly
how Corey that. Was.
Yeah.
There's his mom. There's
yeah.
there's the love and the beauty and the greatness.
Right.
You know, there's the greatness and the beauty that those teachers should have had.
They
see?
Took away.
See, that's the thing. People are afraid to learn from the disabled and their loved ones.
That's
a serious problem, and that's on the brink of hatred.
Not the brink; it is hatred. Let's just call
yeah,
it what it really
but
is.
It sometimes it grows.
That's worse.
You know? So glad to hear from Sheila and. That the family is doing good and sticking together, and that
it
takes
does.
a lot of guts, man.
It does. Sometimes
people
really can't do it. You know, thank God they're able to. Some people really can't do it.
Yeah.
Really.
So when I was at the foster home, and I went there, I don't know, at least 3 times. They
yeah.
were so gracious, you know, and I couldn't believe the food that you know that they put out and that they made and the appreciation
mm-hmm.
of people. And I was a total stranger. Don't forget.
I remember.
I'll never forget. I walked in with my girl, my dog, you know. And immediately, somebody, I don't know who it was, to this day, I think it was Tommy, I think it was the cousin,
yeah.
immediately, he said, oh, there's the guy who sings on the subway.
No way. He knew you?
And they recognized me, you know.
Funny. Oh, my God.
And I said, yeah, I said, I'm here, and I'm fighting for Corey, and I...
Aww.
You know, and I told him I got the news articles with me when I go out now, and I'm showing them the whole world.
There you go.
You know, and that was my intro
yeah.
to the foster home. When they
aww.
Knew that, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, we did the big radio show at the
home.
Reception.
I actually was the one
that.
Who stayed home and did the engineering for that. And then Joe
yeah.
and you went there because it was just so much
yeah.
better that I did that. That made me feel so proud and so happy that I did that for them. And
one of the most memorable, one of the most memorable things that I'll never forget, as long as I live, Corey's little sister. I forgot to ask Sheila her name. I don't know. I think it was Monique.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyway, Corey's little sister. She was about, I think, 6 years old at the time. Now she's 15.
Yeah.
You know. And she started talking about her brother on the air, you know, and just
I remember that.
The most beautiful expression that you ever wanted to hear from a child in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It brought tears to my eyes. You know, and you know, just telling me how she loved her brother and she misses him and so on and so forth. One of the most fondest memories of my life, I gotta say, my whole life, that I'll ever have, is that child from the heart, you know, telling me, and now that I think back on it, she was telling me what her brother was like.
Yeah,
you know, having known him for those 6 years, you know, and how they played together or whatever it was, and we probably have that show in the archive someplace.
Yeah, we do. It was in 2012-ish.
We should play that. I'd love to play that.
Yeah, we could. It's a 2-hour show, I think. We could play
it. And then, of course, talking to some of the family, the cousins.
We could play that on
Sunday,
possibly.
Well, I don't know. We might be able to.
Yeah.
And Sheila and Andre, I don't believe Andre talked on air.
No, he was really.
But that's fine.
Shaken.
You know.
Badly.
I don't believe he talked on air.
No.
But the most, one of the most memorable thing that I remember of Andre is when we
went near the school.
We were going to the school, and they drove me, and it was a hot day, and he got in the car. I was sitting in the back with my guide dog.
Yeah.
And he said, the first thing he said, Frank, I want to go home and get my gun.
I know.
You know, and he meant it. I had to talk him out of it.
I know.
You know, I said, Andre, I said, you can't do that. I know you want to do that. But you can't do that, man. You know, and I said, Corey wouldn't want that. You'll make it worse, you know.
Yeah.
And just to know that he heard me, and he didn't do it. You know, here I am,
a
perfect stranger.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll never forget the friends I made throughout this whole thing.
You also made friends with everybody there. When you came back, it was like you were coming back to friends that were there for a long time. It was like they were there for years and years and years, but you only met them once. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like I knew
it was
them.
Like, yeah,
for years,
exactly.
Years.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we've been, you know, in contact, you know, for all these years, and it's just like Sheila is so graceful, even though she's been through hell. You
because
know,
that's what
I,
Inner Sight is about, you see?
Yeah, it is.
Now you're
really
seeing
is.
Really what Inner Sight is about.
We are. This is what Inner Sight's about. Yeah.
All the other agencies were afraid to support them or to say anything or to help them. They were all afraid.
They don't do
this. This place was run by the state.
That's right.
You know? And the state put Corey in there.
That's right.
So these agencies were told, don't you say a word.
That's right.
And that's what happened. You know? Mm-hmm. But inner sight, you don't say that to inner sight. Hell
no.
No.
We just do it.
You don't say that to us.
No. He's like, what do you mean by don't do? Then we do.
Because you don't own us.
That's right. See, we're the opposite. You know? It's funny. When you say to both of us, don't what? That's not in our language. As long as we don't go to jail, even that part might be a little fuzzy.
Well,
you know?
At this point in my life, I'm not afraid of anything.
Me neither. That's the sad part.
But
I'm not afraid of anything.
Honoring Corey, Sunday is his birthday.
Aww.
9 years. So he would have been 25, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
25 sad. Years old, man.
Yeah.
You know? So Inner Sight remembers and all the things that we went through, and I'll never forget the how too easy, and I got to talk about this because it really bothers me. No disrespect to Sheila or Andre. How too easy the lawyer was. You know,
yeah.
how he didn't stand up and speak for the, you know, for the family. And Joe tried to get him to do something.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
And he was a good lawyer, but he wasn't a good lawyer for this.
Right, he wasn't a criminal lawyer. He was more like,
he wasn't.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe like for an accident, car accident. I don't know if he was an injury lawyer, what he was, but he wasn't.
I don't know what
criminal.
He was, but what you needed was a Bill
Kunstler
type
That's
attorney.
Right.
Somebody
right.
like Bill.
Yeah.
You know, who would have kicked their ass all the way out.
Right.
You know, and brought it down, you know, and I believe somebody like that would have got them to trial. You know, of course, you never know if they would have been convicted or not. But so I remember that, not having the strength of an attorney.
You want to know what
attorney.
I remember? I remember when Sheila told us when they were on the medical examiner report that the prosecutor did, that they had on poor Corey's neck ligatures, and that comes from somebody strangling the kid. So I wrote a letter to, I think it was either protective services, but I wrote a letter to the state. They investigated it and wrote
so they
back.
Say.
So they say.
I don't believe they investigated it.
No. I said
I
when,
believe they were told before.
Right. Right.
You know,
so,
not
so
to
when
investigate
does
it.
Ligatures come on the neck of a child? That's what I said.
Well, you see, what you needed there was another medical examiner,
right?
You know, to give another point of view. That's why you needed a lawyer, a tough-ass lawyer,
right? And when I said
you know?
That, they wrote that they're going to look into it, and they cannot share legal action. But that's what I wrote. I got them to investigate it at least. Because otherwise,
well,
we wouldn't have gotten
so you
to
think.
Investigate it. So I think, yeah. But that's what I got. I got a letter stating that, you know, they were going to investigate it further. But that really annoyed me. That doesn't come naturally. It's right. And, you know, you're going to sit there and say he died of a natural cause? No, that's not what happened.
Well, that was only one piece of evidence. There were others. piece.
You don't have ligatures on somebody's neck naturally. I'm sorry. You know, that's it.
I mean, what about the fact that they knew the kid had a bad heart?
That too.
You know, and yet they still jumped on him and held him down like that.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
So,
but the thing that really, like, provoked me to write that letter was the fact that he had freaking hand marks on his neck. That does not come natural.
Well, that could come from many, many things.
Yeah, but still, it does not. The,
come from
many,
many things.
Marks on your neck do
not. But under the circumstances, you know, coupled with other things.
Right. It doesn't come naturally.
Is what should have been evaluated by somebody else.
Right.
You know. And nobody came forward. Well, the family didn't want us to pursue it.
Yeah, no.
At the time. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in, you know, you want to say something about Corey, or we salute him tonight. Sunday's his birthday, and just another proof of how disabled people are treated, you know? I mean, you know, a kid's disabled, learning disabled, maybe he doesn't understand what you're trying to get him to do. You ever think of that? Kid's learning disabled. He's on the basketball court. He's throwing the ball. He's having fun.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't comprehend what they wanted from him.
Yeah. And then...
Now, these people, you know, they're supposed to be trained, these...
Right.
These teachers or whatever the hell they were.
He, now tell me this. Haven't you ever had a basketball deflect off the rim? Yeah. Been in a major basketball league and hit somebody in the audience. All right? And then it hit somebody in the head.
Well,
would they run
the
and tackle the person who was in the court because a basketball hit, say, an audience member? No.
Only if
Why
the person's disabled they do it.
That's it. That's it. Right.
Or would they do
there.
It?
Exactly.
That's
so
an exaggeration,
why are they doing
but
that to poor,
I believe many a times it's true.
I know it's true. I know it's true. Not you believe it's true, Frank. I know it's true. Because they wouldn't have done it if it was a regular basketball player. That's all.
All right.
That's
in
my,
a sight, anybody on the line?
Somebody. Yes, Maureen.
We have Maureen from Queens.
And that's it.
And all right, so let's take a phone call.
Here she comes.
From Maureen.
Hi guys.
Welcome.
How are you? Hi. How are
She's
you?
Got
tonight?
Great news.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Finally, after four long, hard years of looking for a place, we got one, thankfully.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm so
my
happy
mom's so
for
excited.
Yeah,
thanks,
I'm happy
for you, too. Thanks, Suzanne. Thank you. Thanks. I know she's so
happy. I'm just
so
praying. I'm
happy.
Like, I hope she gets something. I hope she gets something.
I know. Everybody said so many prayers.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah, the poor thing now. Thanks, Suzanne. The poor thing now just wanted a drink of water. And, you know, I made a phone call how long ago? No. Finally, the guy just answered now, so he brought it to her. But, I mean, at least this way, when she wants water or whatever, I'll be there to give it to her, you know?
There you go.
Yeah. And she won't have to
wait.
So the nurse is busy with another patient and blah, 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 blah. You know? And certainly that patient had been done anything to that she had to have done to her in that length of time. But, no, it still wasn't brought, you know, so I have to call her now. You know, and they should give her call bell, which I've asked a million times, too, but that doesn't happen. And
that's crazy.
You know, yeah, I know. So, thankfully, you know, this will all work out soon, and we'll never have to look back on a nursing home ever again.
That's
or
right.
Any of those lousy
wanna,
agencies.
I never want to go in one myself. I'd rather go to
oh, yeah,
to
absolutely. Absolutely. I like the new name for the program, too. I like the new name.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you're starting up. Yeah.
Volunteer
it's
Freedom.
Gotta been a,
yeah, volunteer
yeah, it's got
freedom
a nice,
awesome.
It's got a good ring to it. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, use the word
you know,
freedom.
You know, now that we're changing the subject a little bit, I got a phone call today from a woman. I'm not going to say who it is. And she has been in the disabled woman. She's been in the shelter program, and she's experienced such hard times, you know, to the point where she says somebody went after her with a knife in there, that that she considered trying to go into a nursing home.
Oh, my.
No.
You know, that's how bad the situation
is.
But people need help.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard those shelters are horrible. I've heard they probably are worse than nursing homes. You know, they probably are.
At this point,
I think they are.
They are, but at this point, at least I could go and come as I please. That's very important to me. But you sit down and you want to just go, okay, now what do? I know I don't want to do this, and I know I don't want to do that. What what can you do, you know?
Yeah, Yeah. Well, I didn't know Corey, but I've heard the story, and it's well. I mean, when he threw the ball and it ricocheted, it was an accident. He didn't do it deliberately.
Yeah. No,
you know.
Didn't.
So what?
Nope.
Yeah. So why did they have to, you know, attack him like that?
They were violent
people. Your guess is very much so. They were playing on the basketball court. The whole story goes like this: they were playing on the basketball court, and he went to come. And then, you know, throw a few on the three-point line. So, and he was on one side of the basketball court, and they were on the other side of the basketball court. They were actually
Where did you see this, on a video?
Sort of, yeah. And she was explaining
well,
it
because
to...
Because you weren't there, so you don't know exactly the details.
No,
but...
she was explaining it on a CNN broadcast with Anderson Cooper. And she was explaining it to Anderson Cooper and how they, like, what he was on one side and they were on the other
Sheila
side.
Oh, Sheila was explaining it.
Yes, the video she had. And he was standing on one side, and you could see that clearly. And she was standing, not she, the other people were standing on the other line. So they were actually, you know, it was really very, very bizarre, you know, the way in which they just, you know, as he threw the, you know, the ball, you know, to the net, it deflected and went and hit somebody. And then they all literally tackled them, and that was it. And then you see how long they're waiting for somebody to give CPR, and then they stop, and just a whole bunch of, you know, horrible things happen to poor Corey after that.
That's a shame. That's really, you know, really, like, I mean, like I say, it was an accident. He didn't do it deliberately. I mean,
that's for sure. But they didn't want to believe that.
Yeah, very sad.
How about the person he hit? You hear anything about that? Did the person get knocked unconscious or anything? Or
I have no idea about that. I didn't hear anything about that. But I know that they...
person that the ball hit, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know what the situation was about that. But all I know is that they did
get
hit.
Nobody said anything about the person that was hit with the ball.
Who got hit? No. But what they should have
obviously,
done.
Obviously, it wasn't that bad.
But he's also, you know, they got to understand he was just playing ball. you know, it wasn't like he hit the person deliberately. He didn't turn and throw the ball at the person.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing basketball, and it deflected off of the rim. What the heck does anybody want? You know?
I mean, when you throw it up, you don't know it's going to do that, and, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't do it deliberately. It was an accident.
No, he didn't.
So.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, well, you know, their attitude was, well, how dare you defy us? They wanted him to get off the court.
Yeah, they wanted him off the court.
Mm-hmm.
So that was their message.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, anybody could have done that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody could have thrown it up and it could ricochet and hit, you know.
Yeah, it definitely could have. Yeah.
Oh, well, when you're disabled, though, you know how things go. We know all too well,
yeah.
right?
All too well.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, it's very sad, very sad.
All right,
in
a
sight,
Maureen, happy that you got the place. Make sure you check out the, if the heat is included,
right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
be
I forgot to ask that, yeah. Yeah, I'll ask that tomorrow.
That'd be good if it
right.
is, too.
That tomorrow.
Does it have laundry, too?
I'm sorry, Susan?
Does it have the laundry there, too?
It's outside, like maybe 10 feet away in a laundry
room. That's not
room,
bad.
So the,
that's not
yeah.
bad at all.
No.
10
no,
feet away,
uh-uh.
That's awesome.
I know. Maybe not even 10, so.
yeah,
so it's really good. So.
That's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
How much
I know,
you got to pay for the laundry thing? Not much?
I don't think so. When you, I don't know. You have to, I have to go over that again because you have to put it in and then it goes by cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Cards.
Used to
you
have
get a
that.
Card and all.
You get a card from the main office and then you put the the money on the card and that's it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's
I have
really
to
easy.
Check that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a key to the laundry room, you know, so you can go in. So. That's good. So, but I was surprised how clean and spacious and everything it was, you know.
Yeah.
I had in my
exactly.
mind this little, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I had in my mind this little dinky place, you know.
Is it Section 8 or no?
I don't know. It's the rent. And then she was trying to get the voucher, the one from the Westchester place. So is that considered Section 8, the voucher,
it might
or
be.
No?
It might be, yeah.
But I don't think she's going forward with that anymore. I don't know. She's old, and then she stops doing things, so I don't know. I'll have
you
to
gotta
ask her if she's going to.
Ask her if it is Section 8, because if it is, you'll get it even cheaper, probably.
Yeah. That would be good. So,
I'm
very happy and satisfied.
All right, let's
with
move on
news.
With the
nice.
Program. Honoring Corey Foster tonight.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right,
okay, guys. You too.
Care,
okay.
Honey. All right.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, the funnies here on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have some fun. And I want to thank the Manhattan Neighborhood Network for their email and for renewing our contract.
Oh, that's good.
And, by the way, Manhattan is... studios are now open, so I'm hoping
the other
cable
will,
people are going to open out here soon.
I hope so, too.
See what happens. Moving forward on our YouTube program, we're checking out cameras.
Oh,
so there's some good goings-on.
How long would are we allowed to have them, did they say?
How long are we allowed to have what?
The
what are
cameras.
You talking about? They're ours.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. So we'll keep you posted on that on the YouTube show. Inner Sight, and let's see, we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And tonight we were on at 7:30 on the Altice Channel 20. Goes all over Long Island. So that's the schedule, and we hope to have some new shows going soon. Yeah, honoring Corey Foster, the kid who has the birthday this week.
Yeah.
And you heard Sheila, his mom, on earlier. We remember Corey, the family, and all the good things that they
stand
for.
You know what I remember
for
the most? They had a tree that they planted for him, and also that he liked to cook. The two things that I remember.
Yeah, Corey's tree.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'll never forget being in front of that tree.
No.
You know, and touching it. Checking
yeah.
it out.
And then I remember you wanted to change our logo to have a tree in it. Remember? And we did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have a logo with a
we
tree.
We have a tree with a tree in it, yeah.
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 So, you know, all these things, like Sheila said, it seems like yesterday.
Yes, it does.
That all this happened, you know. And
yeah.
Just being there to support the family
sure.
and letting them
yeah.
know.
And the family.
That we were there for them. I think yeah. it meant so much, you know.
Yeah.
And we were, I mean, sorry that it had to be under such horrible circumstances, but it was so good to meet all those beautiful people.
Yeah.
You know, the family. And I'll never forget at one of the demonstrations, my dog, who's very loving. Let's see, I didn't have Charabelle then.
No.
Oh, I had,
had
Sunrise.
Yep.
Yeah. And
she was
I'll
very
never
loving.
Forget how some people were afraid of Sunrise, but Andre put his hand down and
yeah.
was petting, touching Sunrise, and it gave him a great deal of comfort.
Yeah.
To know that mm-hmm. that dog was so loving, and it was like she understood
yeah.
what
he
was going
such,
on.
So grief, like he was in so much
yeah.
grief. She knew that he was in so much pain. She knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was happy that she was a source of comfort to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll never forget
he
that.
He needed that. I remember that, too. He needed that.
And,
he needed that at that time. Like, it was his medicine at that time. You know, he needed it. Yeah, I remember that. I remember you telling me that.
And also when we were at the one of the demonstrations, the school locked the doors.
Yep, and kept
know,
the kids in.
Kept the children in, and they wouldn't. They no one from the school would come out
mm-hmm.
to even say a few words.
I remember one
you know.
Kid. On the video said what they did to that kid was not right, and that's all I have to say, and that's all I can say. And the kid was going from one foot to the other, like he was nervous, you know, changing
yeah.
his balance and his weight from one foot to the other. He was very scared, you know.
Oh yeah,
so crazy,
you know,
what people can do to other people.
The horrible system that sends somebody to a place like that without protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing that bothers me. You know, if this
mm-hmm.
protective services, and this should be a law, is going to send people to these places, there should be a guard assigned to make sure that the person that they've sent to this place is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There really should be a guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I really believe that, because too many people have been hurt and killed in these horrible state-run places.
Yeah. And the people don't believe you when you say that. And then when you prove it to them, it's like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, nobody was there. Nobody was there to protect Corey.
Yeah.
They all jumped on him. Who protected him?
Yep. Nobody.
That's the thing that bothers me.
Yep. And then they closed their eyes on what happened to him. They didn't even continue CPR. That's what even bothered. And
how come there
wasn't
somebody there to protect him?
Exactly.
Doesn't that school have a damn security guard?
Right.
Where was the security guard when that happened? I don't think anybody ever brought that up.
No. Mhm.
That's a good point. I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the security guard when they mobbed Corey like that?
Yeah.
Now, there's a question that I don't know if it was ever brought up,
mm-hmm.
you know? Shouldn't a school like that have a security person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but Inside is ready to do what has to be done.
Yeah.
All right, 213-816.
I told Sheila and I meant it. If she needs us, I meant it. Whatever is.
Phone number here, 213-816-1650. Tonight's honoring Corey Foster. And if you go online, you'll undoubtedly see a lot of the news articles.
Oh, yeah.
NBC covered it a lot. I think all the networks
covered it. Yeah. Just look up, type in Corey Foster. You'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll find it. I don't even remember the name. I don't want to even remember the name of the school. That's how bad it was.
Nah, I don't want to.
Yep.
Don't say that name on my show.
Nope. I don't want to remember it.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. We're going to have some fun here tomorrow night. Maybe we'll do the wedding.
Which wedding?
That wedding was so funny. That
a
Red Fox where Lamont. I think I did that a few weeks ago. Though.
Yeah, you did.
We'll have to come up with. Let's see. What do we got tomorrow night? Something about. I forget what it was. I was going to do something on the vaccine.
A new
twist.
Oh,
new twist on the vaccine. And Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
You know what you could do? And Jimmy Dinigan could be administering it.
Well, we already did that vaccine with Jimmy. When we were kids. You had to take that stuff. But Dinigan will be up to his shenanigans. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. And, honor Corey. And anyone who would like to make a donation in Corey's name for Inner Sight, we appreciate that so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank all our listeners, all our supporters. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll be with you tomorrow night for some fun right here on the Inner Sight Frolics.
Yep.
Around the world. And thank you for being a part of Inner Sight. As Suzanne, co-host and the engineer on the
thank
program.
You.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.